Oil Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, March the 11th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. MERS News Service held a political pundit panel asking questions about these politicians in Lansing. And one of the questions they asked was, what about what they thought was next for our Attorney General, Dana Nessel? Well, one of the consultants said that she sees her bidding her time for a while, perhaps in private practice, before a run for something bigger in 2028. Not necessarily seeing a particular seat that would be something she'd want to run for next election, next year, 2026. Another consultant said he saw Nessel being the captain of her own ship, both with political and non-political opportunities. On the political side, he said the U.S. Senate is an opportunity, but on the business side, he could see her acting as a CEO of a large nonprofit. Third consultant, Stroud, predicted that Nessel would stay out of elective politics, suggesting private practice, perhaps a liberal think tank, or maybe being offered the deanship of a law school. People should remember that she wasn't supposed to win the Democratic nomination for Attorney General back in 2018. In fact, she isn't a great politician, and it's always difficult for attorney generals to move up to higher office, with, of course, the exception of Jennifer Granholm. One of the things that we are looking at here is the fact that we don't see a path for any office for Attorney General Dana Nessel, but she's probably due for a pay increase. So congrats on that. The last consultant said, I see her going into private practice. It seems that if all the slots are taken, maybe she simply goes back to private practice. She has lots of experience as attorney general, so she couldn't necessarily even stop from being a consultant. This would automatically, probably gravitate to her resume automatically. Lastly, maybe she'll write a book. Oh, yeah, that would be interesting. That would be one book that I definitely want to read. Not. Last question that the pundits talked about. What is House Speaker Matt Hall doing passing a continuation budget 6 months before the end of the current fiscal year? Well, again, Mauro, one of the consultants, said Michigan could get hit really hard by the Trump administration's economic policies. Tariffs, stock market, discussion of a potential recession on the horizon. So Hall may be thinking ahead, getting the state ready for some hard times. It's not going to be pretty for the great state of Michigan. One of the other consultants, Stroud, said Hall is thinking proactively, remembering what the split power was like during the Jennifer Granholm years, when legislators slept on the House floor while budget negotiations literally went into the 11th hour. Actually, back in the day with Granholm and Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop, the government actually shut down at the stroke of midnight. Didn't open back up until the next morning, roughly at about 11 o'clock. Stroud continuing said, Speaker Hall is considering that history and is taking action now to prevent the chaos and lead from the front. He's made it very clear during his time already as Speaker that he will not be strong-armed into doing the wrong thing by the people of Michigan or for the caucus that he leads. Honestly, Stroud said, he has some guts to make this move. He might be right to do it, and it would be disastrous for him not to do it. But you don't know what ultimately is going to happen, so we'll have to wait and see. Now, one of the other liberal consultants, this Mongo person, it's hard to tell what's going on in his mind. I don't even think he knows what he's doing. Hall is unquestionably pursuing an unusual agenda that signals his preparation for a budget negotiation season that looks like it's going to last well into September. With his Trump-esque performances of press conferences, Hall is keeping people guessing by doing things that seem questionable to pundits and observers, all in an effort to mimic the idea of a long game played strategically. Whether this long game actually exists is a different question. But at least we don't have to worry about him buying Greenland or anything like that. And by the way, that last sentence, well, earned this Vancouvering liberal pundit quote of the day by MERS News Service. Now, here is what I perceive this as being. Not only being proactive by Speaker Hall and the Republicans, but changing the narrative, changing the dynamics of the budget process. Why do I say that? In the resolution that they passed to keep essential services per our Constitution fully funded and operational, they only passed $20 billion. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, folks, has put out a proposal of a new budget of $86.2 billion. Now, put that into perspective. The very last budget, the very last budget that Republican Rhino, in my opinion, Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly, Lieutenant Governor, put out there, back in 2018, heading into the 2019 fiscal year, $56.8 billion. That was the last Republican budget given to Governor Gretchen Whitmer to have to operate under for the first 9 months of her governorship that started in January of 2019. The budgets last until September 30th. So put this in perspective. When she took office January of 2019, basically just 6 years and 2 months ago, the state budget was $56.8 billion. Under her governorship, we are talking about an $86.2 billion budget. $30 billion more than when she took office just 6 years and 2 months ago. Now, we've talked about this many times. What's in the state constitution that the government of Lansing must fund? What are the bare minimums? Well, you have your public schools, your prisons, and your roads. And the fourth little area that they covered in this continuing budget resolution is money for local governments to be able to fund the revenue sharing. So put this in perspective. Think about this. Local governments getting their revenue sharing from Lansing, funding the schools, funding the roads, and funding the prisons. Matt Hall and the Republican caucus only appropriated and passed $20 billion for that. What does that tell you? 66.2 billion is what the governor wants in addition to that 20 billion to run those four entities, those requirements for our constitution. Folks, that's more money than what Rick Snyder did in his last budget heading into 2019. Again, just 6 years ago, the entire budget, 56.8, she wants an additional 66 billion. Now, granted, she's grown government since she's been governor. We've added more state employees under her tenure than any other governor in the history of the state of Michigan. I believe they just went over 46,000 state employees. 46,000 people get paid from the executive branch, the governor's office. This is insanity, people. We absolutely must elect a governor that is going to cut the budget. Donald Trump, Elon Musk, they're doing it at the federal level. We're going to talk about the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. He put a post up on social media yesterday. I reposted it on my Twitter X account. Talking about USAID, USAID. The final audits come in. The numbers are there. We're going to talk about it in the third hour. We'll get your final thoughts, final text messages. Wrap this one up. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-5400. 4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Some text messages getting to them. Downstate Christine wanted the information about the laser light deep tissue technology. Now, she lives down in the Northville area. She's not going to drive all the way to Sheboygan to see Stacy there at Dr. Gary Willey's office. So I gave her the website. Go to this website to find a local provider who uses these laser light therapy systems. So if you're listening downstate, you're not going to drive to Sheboygan, text me pain for whatever city you're in. And I'll text you back the link to CELasers.com, cutting edge lasers. They offer lasers for humans and also for animals. Of course, click on the human one and then put in your address or city and search for people who have purchased, made the investment like Dr. Gary Willey has of this technology downstate in your area. I sent this link to Dave Ajma down in Granville, Grand Rapids area. And I just sent it to Christine Gray down there in Northville. So again, text me pain for Livingston, Washtenaw, wherever you're listening, Toledo, it doesn't matter. Just text me pain for Toledo, pain in Toledo, pain in Northville. And I'll send you the link. You click on it, find a local provider, and follow up with them. Let's see. Okay, Jeff, I don't know who Scott is. Oh, Scott Hawley, got it. Jeff over in Oscoda, he's talked to Scott this morning. He's coming by Friday morning to take a look. Friday morning, okay. He'll be on the radio with me at 11:30. Maybe he can do it from your house. One of the things you have to understand, people, when we get into these events this year, and again, I told you, you needed to set aside roughly about $500 to attend these events that we're going to be hosting, promoting, be a part of. Well, one of them is this Saturday. The Grand New Pack doing their event over at the Iron Pig, 2 o'clock, downtown location. Text me grand. Text me G-R-A-N-D. And then I will text you the flyer. I will be there. Looking forward to seeing everybody, hearing what they have to say. Going to be covering it as a news story so we can talk about it on Monday. give you a field report. If you're not able to make it to the Iron Pig on Saturday at 2 o'clock, we'll definitely be able to talk about it, and you'll see or be able to hear what we saw at the event on Saturday, what we heard, and what we're going to share with you guys then on Monday. So greatly appreciate if you could come in person, support this PAC. They did some good things in the Otsego County area, getting some good folks elected, and they are looking forward to doing it again in 2026. So greatly appreciate you guys coming to this event on Saturday. Again, this is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you want to go over to Harbor Springs, you're in Emmett County area, you're going to go to Harbor Springs Gun Show. Saturday morning, they open at 9 o'clock. Spend a few hours there, then mosey on over to Gaylord for the 2 o'clock event. Greatly appreciate it if you guys would consider doing that and seeing you there on Saturday. What is the process this year? Things that clerks and you as a local citizen of your county, what is it that we need you to do here within the next month or two? 2025, a non-election year. We do have a few school millages coming up in May, but no elected officials on the ballot this year. So what's the plan? What do we need to do? What do you need to do in your community to help facilitate what we are trying to accomplish next year, 2026, a very critical, important election? What is it that we need to do? Well, I'm going to talk about it in the next hour. I'm going to give you some homework assignments. We're going to work on this together. We've already taken care of two counties, my very own Antrim, and thanks to Debbie, we've been able to take care of Presque Isle County. But what is it specifically that I'm asking you to do? What is it that I'm asking you to gather just a little bit of research, then seek out and find some other numbers to go with this information you're going to get? And then what do you need to do with it? That's what we're going to talk about in the third hour. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast.